Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on the Sunday game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
You are very welcome back. It is Thursday's football show. Delighted to say the great John Giles is with us. John, how are you keeping?
I'm good, Will, thank you.
Good week of European football we've just had. Arsenal into the semi-finals for the first time since 2009, John. And they put away Madrid very well across the two legs, didn't they?
I thought they were excellent, Will, to be honest. I'm not a big fan of Arsenal as the manager at times. But the match against the other play, the other night, they were very, very good. Over the two legs, very good. Deserve to be where they are in the Champions League.
Just the one slip-up, really, was when Raya, the goalkeeper, puts the ball out to Saliba. Maybe a silly time to roll out the ball, and Vinicius got it back. But we're kind of thinking, watching the game in studio here last night, Real Madrid, for all the talk, John, that they were going to attack Arsenal and maybe get a goal early and get a comeback, it took them an hour to even have a shot on target.
Well, I don't think we had the real Real Madrid, to be quite honest, Will. We've known for a while that the manager is going to leave. You can now give me his name.
Yeah, so Carlo Ancelotti, he's probably not going to sign an extension beyond his contract.
He's been a great manager for them. Yeah. But it's been known for a while now that he's going to finish at the end of the season and he won't be there again next season. Now, I've had a bit of experience of that. It's dreadful for the players to know that a manager, especially as good a manager as he is going to leave at the end of the season. I mean, if you go back in time with Manchester United, and Alex Ferguson decided to announce at Christmas time that he was going to leave, they couldn't win a match after that. Because, and I had experience myself with Don Revie, we were playing in the European Cup final thing, and he had been speaking to Everton and came out publicly speaking to Everton, and we approached him and he said, yeah, I'll be leaving at the end of the season. Everybody was deflated. And one of the things, being a professional footballer, you think, well, my contract is up at the end of the season and I wonder who I will be dealing with then. All sorts of stuff like that. The last thing you're thinking about is the match. And the match we were played in at that time, we were beaten in it. But he decided not to go. But I'm only explaining, as a professional footballer, when your manager, and he's such a successful manager, is going to leave, the morale is destroyed. And I'm not saying taking anything off Arsenal for doing what they did, because it was absolutely brilliant. They were excellent, Arsenal, well-deserved to win.
Yeah, to me, they were very defensively solid across the two games, really. And that was even after losing Gabriel, who picked up the injury just before the first leg. But like last night, the Bernabeu is not an easy place to go to, John. Like, it can be noisy at times, and the Madrid fans were really up for it when they thought that maybe the comeback would be on. But for Arsenal to be that solid across the two games, like, they've just beaten Real Madrid 5-1 across the two legs, which is some going.
Well, it's great. It's a great performance from Arsenal. I mean, Arsenal get on with the job that they have to do. But their manager is not saying, I'm leaving at the end of the season. I tell you, if he did, there'd be murders going on, and he wouldn't have the same morale and everything else. That's what I'm just trying to say. My experience of him with Don Revie, and we were together a long time, he was going to leave at the end of the season. The morale was gone in the team. Mm. What's going to happen? Are we going to stay? Who's going to do my contract? Who's going to do? And your mind is taken away from the game that you should be playing. So I think that had a lot to do with Real Madrid being beaten as well as they were. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Arsenal, because Arsenal did the job that was in front of them and did it extremely well.
Yeah.
Really well.
The Arsenal players are saying afterwards they're going to take Ipswich very seriously this weekend. I mean, there's part of me that wonders, especially after watching the Brentford game last week where they drew. I think it's perfectly understandable if Arsenal have got all the eggs in the European basket now, John, and really the end of the Premier League, they know Liverpool are going to win the league anyway.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. He played a weakened team, as they would have it, during the week and got a draw. I think he's give up on the league. There's no doubt about that. And then, because if he wasn't and he was still playing, most of those players that played on Saturday would have to play last night. And that's a very difficult thing to do. So what he did, he rested players for the Saturday, got a draw. He's not bothered about the league anymore. And in my opinion, quite rightly, he's out there now to try and win the Champions League. And that's why he rested these players at the weekend. I think he's given up on the league. I think there's little or no chance of him anyway catching Liverpool. So he rested these players and went out, and they were very, very good. But if you play on the Saturday and you play again like they had to last night, you know, you haven't recovered from the match on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, it was a good win. They won well and deserved it.
VAR came into it a lot as well. Two big decisions which were made essentially by the referee was the Frenchman, Francois Lexair, who was the referee on the night in Madrid. So the first one, he doesn't spot and VAR bring him over, which is the pull down on Moreno, which gave the Arsenal penalty. And then we saw the Declan Rice one took 5 minutes to make a decision on that about his pullback on Kylian Mbappe. Very rare, John, that we see these given in the Premier League where you've got two lads tangling in the box away from where the ball is going and you get a penalty. But we saw two of them given in different ways during the game last night.
Well, I think it's I think the league in England is exceptional in the situation regarding set pieces, particularly corner kicks. I think it could murder somebody in the matches and not get a penalty kick against you. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, where was the referee from last night?
He was a Frenchman, so no experience in the Premier League, John, maybe where the pulling and dragging is more regular.
Exactly. Well, it is. Anytime I see a team in a match in the Premiership, you can pull and push and shove and do whatever you want, and there's no penalties given. Or if there is, it's exceptional. And I think that referee would be not used to the pulling and pushing that we see in the Premiership every week. I can't believe it in the Premiership that the pushing and pushing that goes on. It's pulling players over and knocking them into the ground and all sorts. And it seems to be now you can do what you like. And obviously this referee doesn't come from England. And the two decisions he made on the penalties, I thought, were absolutely right.
Yeah. So for you, John, the Rice one and Mbappe, where this is the one that Real Madrid probably should have had a penalty, went back and checked it and they didn't give it. For you, that was a penalty, yeah?
Definitely. Mm. Definitely. Who was involved in that for Arsenal?
So it was Rice was grabbing on to Mbappe. I think most people would argue Mbappe goes down softly, but Rice is asking for it if you put your hands on him.
Of course he is. He's pulling and pushing him. You know, that's what, you see, with the lads at Arsenal, to be fair to them, that's what they're used to doing in England. Mm. It happens every week, and if you watch a match in England in the Premiership, pulling and pushing and it's unbelievable that there's not penalties given away. So I thought the referee, on both occasions, was right to give penalties.
Yeah. The penalty that Saka took, John, you'd be fairly annoyed if you're one of his teammates that after all that and the time it took to check it and everything else, he then tries to chip it over one of the biggest goalkeepers in the world. Surely you want to put your foot through a penalty in that case.
Well, he's normally very good. Mm. You know, like penalties. I took penalties for a few years for Leeds. And you have to try and guess what the goal... I mean, the only thing you can do is say, this is where I'm going to put it. I think he was right to put it where he wanted to put it. But he didn't put enough behind it. Mm. Well... You know, it was very delicately put. I mean, you have to have a thing in your head about free kick. Penalties.
Yeah.
I'm mad at them all. Anyway, about penalties. In other words, you make up your mind what side you're going to put it in, and what you have to think in your own head. The goalkeeper is going to guess the way I'm going to hit it. But even if he does, I'm going to hit it hard enough to beat him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brainwave stuff in taking penalties. You know, you have to make your decision, in my opinion, before the match. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull it in this side. Because if you put it in one corner that you want to put it in, you've got a 50-50 chance of it being right.
Mm.
But what you have to do in your head is decide if the goalkeeper goes the right way, I'm still going to hit it hard enough to score. Now, if you look at the penalty last night from the Arsenal lad, he hit it pretty delicately. I was probably thinking, well, the goalkeeper goes the wrong way. because he is brilliant at taking penalties. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But that was a plus for Arsenal. Were up for it. They were the better team, deserved to win it.
Are Arsenal good enough to go on and win the competition from here, John? Because I know a lot of people have been very impressed by PSG, and even though got a bit of a rattle at Villa Park the other night against Aston Villa, they went through. Like, are Arsenal good enough to knock them out and go on and win this cup?
I think they're capable of doing it, yeah. I do. If he doesn't get too complicated, I think Arteta at times gets a little bit too complicated about what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, instead of letting the players believe in their ability to do it. I think they have the players to do it. And I think if he works it out the right way, they definitely could and possible winners.
Yeah, as you
in
say.
In my opinion.
As you say, look, the focus is on that there. I don't think probably... I don't think Aston Villa be too disappointed, John, with the way they've gone. Like, to get to a European Cup quarter-final, still in contention to finish in the top five in the league, you know, went out with a win against PSG during the week as well. It's not gone too badly for Aston Villa in Europe this year as they made their big return.
Well, I think he's done a good job from Emery since he's gone to Villa. And I think they're getting better every season. You know, they were unlucky to get it. The team they got against him, because they looked that couple of months ago, or sorry, up to now, probably the best team in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought they were going to get a hiding, but they came back well. And he has done a big job with them. They're getting better every season, that's for sure.
So Liverpool, John, they're closing in on the Premier League title. PSG ended their chances of adding the European Cup to it, but it's only really a matter of time before they win the league. So a couple of wins will do the job after beating West Ham. They weren't all that convincing against West Ham, though. Took the late Van Dijk goal to get them over the line. And like really, since the League Cup, Liverpool haven't been all that hot.
No, they're way ahead. I mean, whether they've gone soft on it, I don't know. But it wasn't the real Liverpool team last week. Not. I think they got out of jail last week. Now, they got the 3 points. So I think the manager can say, look, we're lucky to get away with that, but they got the 3 points. They're in a great position, as we know, to win the league. There's no doubt about that. But it wasn't a winner's performance last week, and it's very, very unlike them. That's what I couldn't understand. You know, maybe they think they have the league won already. But it wasn't the Liverpool team that we've seen for most of the season, where they've been really excellent. And they got away with it a bit last week. There's no doubt about that. But I think the manager will get a grip on them. Maybe they think the lads, that, you know, well, we have it won. They probably have anyway. But you have to go and perform week in and week out the way you should do. And I'd say the manager will get on to them. And he'd be very disappointed, despite the fact that they won the match.
Yeah. We were sitting here last Thursday, we were chatting about what was going to happen with Mo Salah, because his deal was running down, and then he signed the contract the next day, so they keep him till 27. Van Dijk, who scored the winner at the weekend, their captain, is now signed till 27 as well. You were saying last week, John, you felt, you know, despite the fact they're a little bit older, so Van Dijk's 33 and Salah's going to be 33 soon, you still felt that keeping probably two key players was important for Liverpool, because when they win the league, they're going to have to try and build on this, and it would have been some blow if they'd lost both those players.
Well, you never know what's going to happen in the future. It's a very delicate position, I think, from the manager's point of view. Because, you know, the players that we know the right back is gone. But Salah and Van Dijk obviously are terrific players. And they will definitely do all they can this season to get what they want, which is only natural or professional footballers. But what we have to look at now, and what the manager has to look at now, will they have the same attitude next year when they have the contract signed? You know, it can be a very delicate situation, because we're all human, and if you're playing your heart out to get a new contract, and then you get it, that will has to be very, very difficult to maintain. The standard that you had to get the contract, because these are professional footballers, they want a good contract. Now, I'm only saying I doubt if that will be the case, because I think they're both good characters. But even as a good character, you don't consciously do it. I mean, at the moment, every match they play, they're playing to get this contract. Now, once you have the contract, we're all human, do you slacken down a bit? or they haven't signed the contract, it's taken away the effort that you made to get that contract. Do you know what I mean, Will?
Yeah, it's possible to kind of lose those few percent. I'd agree with you. I think they're both good characters, though. These are kind of, you know, a leader in Van Dijk's case, he's the captain, and Salah's been, you know, their main attacker for so long as well. I still think they'll get 2 good years out of them. But I get your point entirely that this year was the year where they're probably going to perform at their absolute best to make sure they get that last big contract of their career.
Yeah. And what can happen, Will? They don't mean it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't consciously think, I can take it easy now. It's just there. You know, it's at the moment, they're going for that contract and then they're getting the contract, which is great. But I think they're both good characters anyway. But it's something that I've seen happen before, that somebody gets the deal they want and they're not quite the same player. I mean, the two of them have been absolutely brilliant this year. And you have to give them the contracts that they got. They deserve it. Now, we'd have to wait and see now if they maintain that form next season. I think they're both good characters and they probably will.
Yeah.
But there's always a chance. There's always a chance that they don't do it on purpose, but they're not playing quite as well as they had done the previous season before they got the contract.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see again who they're going to add this summer as well, which will probably make a big difference to where Liverpool are for next season when they are probably defending the Premier League title. The defending champions, Man City, John, I know a few times this year they've collapsed. They've let leads slip. I was watching them on Saturday afternoon against Crystal Palace, and Palace were 2-0 up at the Etihad. The third goal, which went in, and eventually after review, it wasn't given. And then we kind of saw a bit of the Man City of old. I'm always cautious to say they're back because sometimes that's slipped away this season when it seems they are. But that second half performance with a few young lads on the pitch was pretty good last week.
Yeah. They had a match a couple of weeks ago. I think it was in the Cup where they showed the character that they'd shown last season. They have signed a few players. But the two matches that are in that particular way, obviously the new players will be up for it. And it's very difficult to take over from the Manchester City players that they've had for a few years. But they were 2 down, and they did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw most of the match, and they did it extremely well. So, like, this could be the new Manchester City. You had to get new players in. There's no doubt about that, Will. You had to get new players in. Well, De Bruyne is leaving at the end of the season, and that, as we know. But I think that the team sort of got all together. And it took us all by surprise. But he's got a few kids in. Well, not kids. He's played a good bit of money for to bring a new team in. And it was a good sign for them last week, having gone 2 down. Like, if it was as it has been recently, they wouldn't have recovered from that. But they recovered well and won well in the end. So he's doing a new job with them. And obviously, the new players he gets in would be the players that he needs, and hopefully will be the players that he thinks will go back, get Manchester City back to where they were again.
Yeah, they look nice and fresh, and they look like a team with a bit of form coming towards the end of the season. So Champions League is where City are trying to get, with Chelsea dropping points around them and a difficult finish for some of these teams. Nottingham Forest trying to stay in the Champions League places as well, John, but like, Everton got a really good result away to them last week, and you know, everyone's talking about Nottingham Forest and Nuno Espirito Santo. The 10 games or so that David Moyes has been in charge of Everton, he's not doing too bad, is he?
He's done a fantastic job. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Nottingham Forest have done a great job. And I think he was speaking, Everton manager was speaking, David Moyes, saying that, you know, Nuno Santos has done a great job. He could be football. He could be a manager of the year. Well, I think David Moyes could be in the running. I think Liverpool that manager will get it. But David Moyes will definitely be in the running, in my opinion, with what he's done at Everton. Mm. Unbelievable. You know, he's in a position now where he's a couple of points ahead of Manchester City. Not Manchester
City. Spurs and United now at this stage, yeah.
From United and Spurs. You know, he's a couple of places up the league from those two of the biggest teams in the league. And from what he took over, where they were really struggling, Everton, David Moyes, he should be in the running of Manager of the Year. Yeah. I don't think he'll get it. I think the Liverpool manager will get it. But he's done a fantastic job there at Everton. There's no doubt.
Yeah, we Jacob Ryan, the young Ireland defender who's really done well with Everton on with us the other day, and he was saying that the Moyes come in, he's just kind of maybe changed the attitude around the club a little bit, and they've become really hard to beat, and the spell that they're on, I think other than losing the Merseyside derby, they've been really good either side of that run. So Everton miles away from the relegation places now, they're going to be safe as a house. So are Wolves. Do you know what, John? The best run the Wolves have been on since you would have played against them with Leeds back in the early 70s. They've won 5 games in a row in the top flight for the first time since 1972. So they're going to be safe as a house. Again, they didn't look great at various different points of the season, but Wolves have found a bit of form at the right time to stay up.
Oh, I know their team inside out. And I'll tell you why. My son-in-law is a mad Wolves supporter.
Right.
Goes to every match. Every match, here, there, everywhere. And he's a great lad. And early on, he was down in the dumps because they were having a really bad time, Wolves. But they've been fantastic in the last few weeks. Absolutely. To get out of trouble like they have, it's been amazing. Amazing. Absolutely brilliant for them.
Yeah, they've left a good gap behind. Like, you're living for a long time around the Midlands now at the moment, John. Is Wolves, Aston Villa, the big rivalry around there outside of the Birmingham Villa one? Or who are the big rivals in the area there?
Well, there's a few. Well, it's a big area, as you know.
Yeah.
So there'd be a few rivals. West Brom would be a few hundred yards away from Villa. So I was at West Brom for a couple of years, player manager, and I'd say that would be the big one. But the West Brom supporters hate Wolves as well.
Nice.
I'd say the three of them hate each other really bad. And then you've got Birmingham City as well that can come into it, you know?
Yeah.
So there's about 5 or 6 teams around the Birmingham area where it's such a big city. That's, you know, Albion were great in their day. They're in the second division now, as we know. So are Villa. You know, Villa, would be regarded as a bigger club. They probably have a bigger stadium, bigger support.
Yeah.
But there's great rivalry around Birmingham City, West Brom, Wolves.
Next season,
huge rivalry.
Next season, we get to see Birmingham back up with West Brom in the Championship, and we get to see Wolves and Aston Villa going at each other in the Premier League because they're both going to be staying up for next season. So it'll be some good rivalries in the top two flights there.
Yeah,
just want
I think I think three of the teams. I think West Brom, particularly Villa and Wolves, won big trophies at different times.
Yeah.
Now you're going back a long time. West Brom, West Brom winning the cup in 1954. You had Villa winning the cup as well another year. And going back on Wolves, you know, Wolves under Stan Cullis years ago were an unbelievably winning team. They were the first team to play in what was regarded as the European Cup.
Yeah, the late 50s, yeah.
They were a great team. But they're all great clubs. No, they're great supporters.
Yeah.
In the Midlands area.
The great Dennis Irwin supports Wolves as well, John. He said the reason he started supporting Wolves, they were on the telly in the FA Cup, they had a few good runs and we were getting them over here in Ireland on the telly. So he said he supported Wolves because everyone else was supporting Man United.
Man United, we have a huge following, as you know, Will. You know, going back to years when I was a kid, I mean, they won the Cup, I think it was in 1948. And all my pals, and Jackie Carey. We had a great player called Jackie Carey, who was captain of Manchester United. So I know all my pals around Ormond Square, there was quite a few of us, and we all played football. From a distance, we were mad Man U guys. This is when they were really successful, and then went on to the Busby Babes from that particular team. They were a great team, and obviously they were getting older. And Matt Busby was the first man to start getting the young players in. Which he did, and became very, very successful, as we know, up to the Munich air disaster, where we had a dreadful accident for a lot of the great players at that time. But from when I was a kid, it was Man U, Jackie Carey, all my pals were mad Man U guys.
Did you stay a Man United fan then, John, or does it change when you go over to play over there?
When I left Leeds.
No, when you went over to Man United first, you're saying the pals are all kind of United followers when you're a youngster growing up and learning your game. When you went over to play for Man United, did you stay a fan of the club or who were you supporting, John?
Oh no, I was man new at the club, because I wanted to do well and get in the first team and all that. So I was man new mad. I mean, then I fell out. Well, I was lucky enough. I was very lucky. I got a bad reputation with the Man United supporters. We won the cup in '63, and I played in it. And I left immediately after that. I got a transfer. So I was accused of robbing the cup winner's medal because I didn't play for them again. I was in '63. But the fact was, at the time, I played in every match from, you know, third round, fourth round, fifth round, all the way up to playing the cup final.
Yeah.
But I was accused of robbing a medal from Manchester United at the time. Well, for a long time afterwards.
Yeah. And then when you leave and go to Leeds then, I don't know, I suppose when you leave a club, it maybe changes the affection you have towards them. But if you were a fan of Man United when you were younger, did you stay as kind of a Man United fan after you'd left the club as well, or does that change the relationship for you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
No, I went to Leeds United after that. Yeah. And the funny thing was, like, we got promotion in the first year at Leeds, and our first match back in the first division was at Man U.
Typical.
And we beat them. You know, Leeds became very successful straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We finished runners-up in the league, and we were runners-up in the FA Cup. So, but what, I think anybody, once you leave the club, you leave the club.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because, you know, you should be, all your next thing is doing well with the club you go to. That's what you're looked at. So that's my experience of lads, myself leaving the club. I wasn't a Man U supporter afterwards. I was a rival.
Yeah.
And I think most lads that leave a club have that type of attitude.
Yeah, it's just the spirit of being a professional footballer. John, it's been a pleasure as always. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, Will. Speak to you next week, please God.
See you then, John.
Yeah, cheers, Will. Bye. Bye.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.